Jafar read off the numbers, going into a calculation for wind, speed, direction, and pitch. I had been scoping for targets, so I saw the man come up on deck. To his credit, he came up with the express purpose of firing quickly. He made it into position, turning toward us, when I fired a short burst that blew his head off. Then I sighted in on the launcher and turned it into an unusable piece of smoking trash. My shots had everyone on board the vessel hiding, rather than trying to fire something at us. Then I went to work. I nicked off pieces close to the crew hiding, getting real-time shots of their positions from Jafar's link up to Denny. When I didn't get any hands waving in the air, I began executing by guess the underlings. After they realized my armor-piercing slugs could shred what they were hiding behind, the arms started popping up with, at first, hesitation. When they realized no more shots were forthcoming, the crew raised their hands while standing. Yep, in this case, firing until they were killed would have been a better choice. Lucas moved us closer while watching our surrendering crew with, I'm sure, one hand on the throttle and the other ready to veer away at a moment's notice. I had to look for an example to set. My illustration of intentions made a move to lower his hands and walk toward the boat's bridge. I blew his head off, spraying a couple of his fellow crew members with his brain and skull matter. No one moved after my illustration. When we came abreast of our target, Lucas issued orders in English and Spanish. "On your knees, fingers locked behind your heads." I blew the head off one more as there was some hesitation. We weren't there to accommodate hesitation or anything else for that matter. They dropped to their knees, faces up, and fingers clasped after my demo. By prior arrangement, Clint, Lynn, and Jafar boarded the craft. They rapidly plastic-tied each crew member, with Casey and I watching their backs. Lynn did some butterfly knife tricks for their amusement. They were not very appreciative, but Lynn seemed to enjoy it. I knew one thing. They weren't going to enjoy what follows. All messing around was over. We locked horns with our captives immediately.